Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A pleasure to have you along today. Thanks so much for stopping on by. Damon Ratto and Kolsky here, and we're very happy to welcome in Christian Fourier, who did it on the field and now does it on the air. WEEI, the afternoon host in Chicago, two-time Super Bowl champ with the Patriots as well, good enough to join us here to talk about New England Patriots. What? Oh, did I say Chicago? I don't know where that came from. We were just talking about something else here, baseball. Anyways, Christian Fourier, good enough to join us. Thank you very much, Christian. Appreciate your time this afternoon. How you doing?
Yeah, I was just going to let it roll that I was from Chicago. Yeah, I wasn't going to be rude and correct you.
Brain fog. That's what I had right there, a little brain fog. We do appreciate you joining us today, and you understand why we wanted to talk to you today, I am sure. Look, I think we should establish some facts. I have never been a Patriot hater in my entire life. I am not a hater of Tom Brady. I'm not a hater of Bill Belichick. I wasn't angry at Spygate. I wasn't angry at Deflategate. I mean, I said my eyebrow went up, but I didn't say this is part and parcel of their success. Here we are again, though. And if you wanted to test my patience, I guess we're doing that a little bit. Christian, the reports are there are 8 minutes of video of the Bengals sideline.
Yeah.
What is going on in Foxborough and in Boston today? What do you think?
Well, okay, so here's what I'm almost positive I know what happened. But like I've been talking about all day, it doesn't even matter what the truth and what the facts are. The reality is the national media, all the other haters have just been served a big giant meatball right down the center of the plate, and they're hitting it out of the park every single time they get a chance. What happened was they were doing this show called Do Your Job. They do it on Patriots.com. They've done a bunch of different people in the organization, the trainer, the wait staff, you name it, they've done it.
And all the behind-the-scenes folk.
Yeah, behind-the-scenes, yeah. What goes into being a trainer? You know, let's spend a day with them, do your job. That's the whole phrase that they've been using forever. So sure enough, they go out to Cleveland, and it just so happens to be that they're playing the Cincinnati Bengals. Call it a coincidence, I don't know. And they hire a third-party camera guy, and he just starts – they get credentialed, but they don't tell anybody what they're doing. They don't say that they're doing a documentary, doing a show, doing a segment on a scout that works for the Patriots. They weren't hiding it. They weren't, avoiding anybody. They were wearing their Patriots gear. But sure enough, you see a Patriots person videotaping a sideline. You have no idea what's going on. You're obviously suspicious because of their reputation. Red flags go up. And then they alert them. They alert the NFL officials. They confiscate the little tape that they have. And then here we are. Here we are again, right? It's like it's like Groundhog's Day. It's like Spygate 2.0, the search for Curly's gold. It just drives me insane. But here we are.
You know, I keep hearing NFL teams live their entire lives looking to avoid distraction. What the hell is this then?
Listen, it is kind of comical in a way because it just looks bad regardless of how you try to explain it away. And the Patriots have admitted to it, right? So we had Bill on yesterday, and it's the first thing we started with. We started talking to him about it, and he said, yeah, you know, I've just heard about it, and here's what happened. I had nothing to do with it, which I totally agree with. So Kraft Sports Production is inside the stadium, right? It's literally like maybe 20 yards away from the Patriots locker room and their meeting rooms, because a lot of the guys will do stuff. Bill does his show there, and so it's just really easily accessible, you know. So, but they don't. Bill doesn't sit there and monitor what shows they're going to do. He doesn't green light productions, you know. He doesn't do that.
Not anymore, anyways.
Well, yeah, not anymore. Yeah. But so here's where we are, right? So they're probably going to have some sort of fine, even though I think it was legit bad communication, bad management of the situation, because anyone who is associated with the Patriots should know that that's kind of a taboo, right? Listen, don't walk around. Don't videotape anything. We have a bad history with this. We don't want people speculating. Well, they did it anyways, whoever was in charge kind of screwed that up. But unfortunately, and which goes with the territory, Bill is the one with the black eye. Because it looks like he orchestrated the whole thing. It's like Ocean's 11. You know, let's just camouflage. We'll turn you guys into camera crew. Yeah, yeah. We'll invent a show. We'll create a show so we'll be able to get footage. I mean, it's...
Wouldn't put it past them.
Again, there you go. See, that's why, like, if you're a Patriot fan or if you're constantly defending the team, this one, you kind of just have to take your lumps because, like, first time, shame on you. Second time, you know, first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Like, I should know better. You should handle yourself more carefully. And it happened. And so here come all the doubters. Here come, once a cheat, always a cheat. And unfortunately, there's really nothing you can do about it. Just deal with it.
As a sort of a cynical sidelight, I'm wondering if the talk in Boston today is about this as opposed to what seems to be a sort of growing problem of
how bad the offense sucks, because they do suck. The offense is terrible. And will they be able to beat Baltimore? No, none of that, not at all. And we won't do it tomorrow either. We'll do nothing but this.
So I understand.
So that's a brilliant strategy.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I understand your point. There's an outside production house. Belichick's not greenlighting the media productions for the website. Fine. I'm constantly told Bill Belichick controls the entire football operation, is on top of...
Oh, that's the other angle. That's
every detail. I'm honestly curious.
That's the other...
Christian, hold on one sec. Here's my question. are you telling me I am supposed to believe that they assigned a video crew to videotape one of Bill Belichick's advanced scouts and he did not know about it?
100%.
Okay.
100%. I mean, and I guess that's... See, first of all, to think that Bill can get a team ready, can talk to his coaches, can motivate and develop players and work on a game plan and everything else, and to think that he realistically has his hand and is green lighting all this stuff.
No, I don't think he is.
It was never true. Hold on. It was never true in the first place. But the perception and the narrative was brought out there based on because he's a control freak, and so you just run with it. So what we can't do is like, well, no, but – like you, people say, well, all we've heard all these years is that he has his hands on everything and he controls everything. That's not the truth. He has nothing to do. The only time that he runs over to Kraft Productions, which is literally, 20 yards away from his office, is on Tuesday when he does his show, Patriots All Access, or wherever the hell it's called.
But he controls the advanced scouting department, right?
Well, listen,
he is the GM.
The advanced scout, I mean... He is and he isn't, but if a Kraft production is doing a story, do you think Kraft Productions had to go to Bill Belichick and say, hey, we want to do a story on Jim Whaling, who is your athletic director, who's your team trainer for the last 20-some-odd years. Are you okay with this? Like, do you think they put a bunch of stuff in front of him and say, hey, look at this, oversee this?
I don't think he's looking at dailies, Christian, but I do kind of I would have thought they'd ask Belichick's permission before they sent a crew following the trainer around. Yeah, I do. I would have thought that.
I don't. I think you guys, I think that's the problem. And it's the monster that I guess we locally have created. Like, we created this monster. We created what we perceive to be true based on all the success, and now there is no explaining it to somebody like yourself or some guy in any other city, because all they've heard is what you've been saying. So now we're saying, no. But technically it's not reality. Like, I can just tell you for a fact, it's just not true, but good luck proving it.
If, as a hypothetical, the Patriots were doing this, no matter who approved it or not, I don't want to get down that rabbit hole. Does this mean that the Bengals are the most underachieving team in the league in that they're 1-12, but the Patriots still feel compelled to know what their signals are?
Oh, God. And then here's the other thing. As far as, the signals, show me a team that actually uses hand signals to tell the quarterback or the defense with the green dot what to do. It doesn't happen. Everything is done through the helmets. Like, nobody sends in hand signals. And if you're a defensive player or an offensive coordinator, offense or defensive coordinator, you hold your play sheet over your mouth. So I don't know what they would be filming, what type of competitive advantage they would get. I mean, unless they're wired into the speaker, they won't have a freaking clue what they're doing. So that's the other thing. They're videotaping their signals. Nobody does signals. Show me a team that does signals. They don't even do personnel signals. So what are we really even talking about?
What were we talking about when it was Spygate then? Because we all agree that was an attempt to gain an advantage, right?
Now go back. No, they admitted to that. And what they were doing was something that every other team was doing. They were videotaping the opposing coach from the sideline. They were told not to do it. They did it anyways. They got fined for it. They admitted to it. That was it. But this isn't something that they weren't the only team doing this.
No, I'm just asking if that was an advantage, why would this not also potentially, if it was what they were doing, like why not the same advantage from videotaping the sidelines in both cases?
You're assuming that Bill is like this, you know, Dr. Evil mastermind.
I'm just asking.
Has created this show called Do Your Job in order to infiltrate teams to get inside information. Like it's not the case. It flat out isn't true. Now you guys can believe what you want. I mean, I can't convince anyone any differently, but it's just not reality. Like that's imagination land. Like it is. It's like you have your own like little theories. You have your own way, and that's fine. But the problem is for the Patriots, unfortunately, that there is a history of misconduct. Like there is, whether it's true or whether it's not, doesn't matter. The stigma exists along with the winning, along with Bill's attitude, along with everything else that goes with the Patriots. So you're left with, well, hey, they did it before. And even though they didn't, so here's the other thing. So even like, so people will say, I'll ask people, hey, what were the Patriots guilty of for Spygate? They will say they filmed teams' practices. That's what they would say. Every last one of them will say, well, they were filming practices. That's not the case. Nobody even knows. They just make up.
The truth, and by the way, we've got Christian Fourier, a two-time champion with the Patriots. He's now a sports talk radio host in Boston. The Patriots are counting on that, right? Like the Patriots are counting on just people not knowing what really happened. I mean, I went back and read the Don Natta, whatever, Seth Wickersham piece from 2015. I mean, there was 7 years of broken down interpreted footage that the Patriots had as sophisticated a system of spying on another team as ever enacted by a football team.
Hold on a second.
The NFL destroyed the evidence.
It wasn't illegal. You were allowed to do it. Now we're going to bash them for being better at it than other teams? Other teams were doing the exact same thing. Flat out, the exact same thing.
So, no one else got caught, though. No one else got crucified. We are our reputations, after all. We really are. And
unfortunately, that's the point. Like, you're right. Like, I can't fight you on that. Like, you're 100% right. You made your bed. Now you gotta sleep in it, right? I mean, what are you going to do?
Here's the most real question you're going to get all day. Does this disappoint you as a former Patriot or totally excite you as a current talk show host?
No, I mean, listen, we thought this week was going to be boring. We're playing the 1-12. Are you kidding me? Like, what are we going to do about this? It actually is kind of, I think it's kind of frustrating more than ever because you spend pretty much, you know, I think I'm pretty honest, and if I thought something was going on, I would call them out on it. And listen, I played there 4 years. I played 7 years in Seattle. So it's not like all my love and loyalty goes to one team. But I think they kind of put themselves in this position. I think they stepped in it by accident. But now as a, you know, radio host and, you know, a former player, you're kind of forced to make excuses, explain it, and nobody wants to hear it. Nobody cares. The fact is you got caught with your hand in the cookie jar. Regardless of who is to blame, that's all they're going to remember. So it kind of sucks, but at the same time, you're like, wow, I don't have to prep for anything. All I got to do is take calls from pissed off fans.
So, in other words, Bill Belichick just did you a solid because he likes you so much.
Yeah, it's true. I was listening. I was like, we have no content. okay? We're so sick of talking about Brady being old, and he did us a solid.
Well, now I got a question about Brady being old for you, and I'm not even kidding. So it's really not a Brady question. It's a Jimmy Garoppolo question. Is there regret there? Because let me tell you, he is starting to officially click in this system, and if you were looking for him to cut to the front of the line, a really good quarterbacking, he might have done that in the last few weeks here. I think the 49ers are very, very happy with the situation that they're now in with Jimmy Garoppolo. How's everything back in New England without Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yeah, I think that's he's going to be the guy that got away. I think everyone really loved Jimmy G, but the timing just didn't work out. And then it looked like, well, maybe they made the right decision based on, you know, he got hurt and then he looked really bad and then he couldn't. And it was like, well, you know what? It was, you know, they might not even bring him back. But you're right. He was the real deal when he was here. Now, if he can just stay healthy, I think you got something. But, yeah, I don't think Jared Stidham's going to cut it. Yeah, he definitely is the one that got away. But, again, the timing didn't work out. It didn't. And Brady went on to win two more Super Bowls. So, I mean, it's not like they made the wrong decision.
I have another Brady being old question. And just, you're more of a football expert than me. What makes this year different from other years? I understand he's down statistically fine. But last year I saw a guy who was written off and then was good enough to win a Super Bowl yet again. Why should I not believe I'm looking at the same script where half the league writes him off down the stretch and then all of a sudden they're winning another title?
Listen, I said this about 8 weeks ago. I was like, the offense is terrible. They have no talent whatsoever. They have one guy that's good, no tight ends, rookie receivers, inexperienced, tons of injuries. And I was saying that last week I thought Brady – was having one of his best years based on the fact that how many plays he was saving, how good he was doing without putting these guys in terrible situations. He absolutely has no support whatsoever. Zero. I went back and looked at last week's game. Tackles getting killed, guys not getting open. It's just like you literally are throwing the ball to one person. And I don't see any less zip on his passes. I actually think he's better in the pocket. I still think he's accurate. I mean, is he slower? Sure. I mean, he's 42, right?
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't think if you give him halfway decent receivers, because I don't think the receivers he has right now, other than Edelman, are average. I think they're below average. I think they're terrible. I mean, it's just ridiculous how bad they are. And with that system, if they don't have confidence in you, they just don't throw you the ball. They just rather take their chances, you know, someplace else and just punt it as opposed to you falling down on a route and getting the ball intercepted or running the wrong route and getting the ball or fumbling or missing a block or lining up wrong. They're just trust is too big of a component for them. They rather win with special teams, defense, and coaching. And that's how they've been winning, not offense. Their offense is near the last in every single category, period.
Christian Fourier did 4 hours in Boston today. He's got four more hours coming up tomorrow, but he already said it's going to be easy. So hopefully this wasn't too much of a sweat for him. We really do appreciate you joining us today, man. Thank you so much.
All right, boys. Have a good evening.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no. I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.